Hey, everybody, it's Claude from the Bill Bennett Show, and we all know what a roller coaster the stock market can be. And I get on that ride every morning, although I probably shouldn't. I'm always checking to see how my portfolio was doing, different stocks to invest in, and it is a roller coaster. But did you know that silver can help offset these dips and bumps? That's right, silver. So historically, during a market roller coaster, silver has always been a steady friend. Not only is it a tangible asset, but right now the silver to gold ratio is at a record high. And silver isn't just a safe haven, it's in demand across multiple industries, electronics, solar panels, medical devices, and more. The consistent demand supports the value of silver even when the markets are all over the place. The opportunity to add silver to your collection won't get much better than this. If you want to learn more, go see our friends at CSN Mint, your go-to for certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years. I have these coins in my possession, in the house, and I'm telling you, it adds yet another layer of security to your financial portfolio in these turbulent times. When you're ready to make that smart move, go to csnmint.com/build and use promo code BILL at checkout to get free silver American Eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. That's csnmint.com/build and use the promo code BILL at checkout. Again, csnmint.com/build. You gotta use the promo code BILL. Welcome back to the Bill Bennett Show. I'm Claude Jennings. Heading into the weekend, Bill and I want to share with you a television appearance he had on Fox Business on Varney and Company. But just a little bit of housekeeping here. Okay, so we're going to release an episode on Monday where Bill and I address some emails that were sent to the show. Also, some headlines that caught my eye. Headlines including a potential boycott of Tyson's Food because they shut down a production plant in Iowa, but then announced that they're going to hire 52,000 migrants in New York to work for the company. And wait, why are you firing and shutting down plants and letting go of Americans and then hiring illegals to work for Tyson's Food? That doesn't make any sense. And so we're going to jump into that a little bit. Also, the whole transgender thing in women's sports, for whatever reason, this has caught my attention. This has been my passion for the last year, year and a half, 2 years. If you listen to the show, we're going to talk about the lawsuit that some lady swimmers and other female athletes have against the NCAA for allowing Leah Thompson to compete and to win medals and things like that against the women. And also there was a trans woman who wanted to compete to try to qualify for the LPGA tour, was on one of these minor tours, and the tour took a stand and said, yeah, we're not going to have this anymore. You competed before. We're not going to do this anymore. You can't compete on this tour. So we'll talk about that. Now, Bill was on Varney and Company again, talking about kids being disconnected from adults. How they don't feel missed, how kids need community, students in schools need to feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves, and they're not getting that anymore, especially post-2020 and post-COVID. So here's Bill on Varney and Company on Fox Business. Now, again, don't forget, we're going to post an episode this coming Monday about all the things that I just mentioned and some emails that we had to get to. So here's Bill on Varney and Company.
Low enrollment and chronic absenteeism are still plaguing our country's school system, public schools. Look at this. Public elementary and middle schools lost more than 2 million students between the fall of 2019 and this year. Whoa. Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett. That's a huge loss, and it's coupled with chronic absenteeism. Do you blame the unions?
No, not this time. I often do, as you know, Stuart, but not this time. It's broader. The interesting thing, or a lot of interesting things, but one of them is we know about COVID and how enrollment went way down during COVID, but it was going down before COVID. And after COVID, it's still going down. And we're wondering why kids are losing the connection to school and the interest in school, particularly those kids in underserved and underprivileged areas. And that's a big issue because they need school the most. My wife, who runs the Best Friends program, she's in schools talking to kids. They don't feel connected to the adults in their lives, either the teachers or, in many cases, even their parents.
But how are you going to fix it?
So they want to go to school to be recognized. Go ahead.
No. I mean, how are you going to fix it? I mean, it's obviously a complex problem. There's no simple reason why this is happening. But how would you go about fixing it?
Well, it is a complex and a philosophical problem. I think Hannah Arendt had it right in her old book, The Crisis in Authority. You know, we can't abandon children and throw up our hands, this is my view, and say, this is a brave new world. You know, you've got technology, you've got AI. We don't understand it. Good luck. Go ahead and have your sex change operation. That's not what we want from adults. So more engagement with adults at all levels. And that means teachers as well as parents, and give kids a reason to go to school. They like to know that they're missed if they don't go, and they haven't felt that. Okay. They want that connection. It was sure hurt a lot during COVID.
How do you feel about smartphones in the classroom or in school at all?
No, shouldn't be. Turn them in. They shouldn't be in the classroom, and you lock them up so you can get your lesson learned.
Right.
You got plenty of time on a smartphone outside.
Yeah, exactly. The College Board is being accused of dumbing down the SATs. They've got this new adaptive test. In what way are they dumbing down the SAT?
Well, digitally. They're doing it digitally. And this isn't the first time the SAT's been dumbed down. Now, this is ironic, Stuart. It's at the same time that a couple of Ivy League colleges and others are bringing back the SAT. Because the old SAT, original SAT, is a great predictor of what students will learn and how quickly they will learn. And now you bring back the SAT, but you cripple it by watering it down. We have watered down expectations a ton in our SATs, in our colleges, and in our schools, and we're starting to really pay the price.
Last one for you. There's a public school in Texas, in Austin, Texas, teaching students that strengthened immigration laws are a part of, quote, a system of oppression against Mexican Americans. Now, this is just one high school in Austin, Texas. But is this really a system of oppression?
No, it's not a system of oppression. A good immigration system is a system of freedom. What this is doing is obviously showing that this curriculum or this program has been taken over by progressives, liberals, and they're indoctrinating these kids. I think it's in Round Rock, Texas, which is close to Austin. Maybe the Austin influence. Yes, sir.
The Austin influence. I shall remember that. Bill, will you come back soon and talk to me about the legalization of marijuana, which I think is out of control? I'd like to talk to you about
that.
Got to get into that.
That doesn't help either, I'll tell you.
No,
foggy brains don't help in school.
That's right, but the genie's out of the bottle. How do you get it back in? You know, how do you do that? Come and see us soon, Bill Bennett. We appreciate
you
being here.
Yeah, well, you can do it.
Thanks very much indeed.
You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show. Bill Bennett Show.
Most of us search the web without giving privacy, security, and extra thought. But whenever you open a tab on your phone, your laptop, or anything else, you open yourself up to potential risks. Now, luckily for you, today's episode of The Bill Bennett Show is brought to you by Surfshark. And I'm going to tell you about their main product, VPN. So VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it basically masks what you do online. It keeps you safe and private by covering up, like a mask, everything you do on the web. Plus, a VPN lets you virtually travel the world with the tap of a finger by changing your IP address. You can change your virtual location to bypass censorship and restrictions, so you can find your favorite streaming episodes and movies. And what's the best part? All of this crucial personal security becomes available to you on unlimited devices. We're talking about your phone. We're talking about your laptop. We're talking about your little tablets. We're talking about all those devices. So secure your privacy today with Surfshark. Get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/Bill Bennett. Enter promo code Bill Bennett for 3 extra months for free. You heard me right. You get 3 extra months for free, no charge at all. That's surfshark.deals slash Bill Bennett.
You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show.
All right, we'd love to hear your comments on that conversation that Bill had on Varney and Company. Again, we're going to get to emails and those headlines that I mentioned earlier in the show on Monday. You can email the show at BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com. We'll make sure that we get to those emails. Now, Bill and I got together earlier today, today being Friday, March 15th. And so the very next show with emails, if you send anything today, it won't be on this show. It will be on the very next show. But don't forget, you can go back to past episodes. You talk about, you know, migrants and illegals crossing the border. We had Mark Krikorian, nobody better than Mark, on this subject on the show 2 episodes ago. And of course, the most recent episode is Scholars and Sense with Bill Bennett, Conrad Black, and Victor Davis Hanson. So check those out. Share them. Again, send an email to BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com. And we'll be back next week.